Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. You know, sometimes about this time in the sermon, in the service, my tummy says I'm hungry and I wish I had a snack. So today I brought a snack. And I thought I would share it with you folks. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh. I don't have enough. What can I do? We can't take a bite of peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, that's kind of what happened to Jesus. When Jesus was really, really tired, this is the way I read it. It's not really the way it was read to us. Jesus was really tired, and he was so busy, and he kind of needed a vacation. So he said to his disciples, "Let's go on a vacation." And so they did. They got in a boat, and they rowed over to this wonderful island. But a lot of people heard that Jesus was going to come, and they wanted him to bless them and to heal them and to pray for them. But then it came time to eat dinner, and they didn't have anywhere to go for food. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "They're hungry. We don't have any food." And he says, "We'll feed them." So the disciples said, "How are you going to feed them?" So Jesus said, "Bring me," I forget which is the 2 and which is the 5. I thought it was 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish, but is that good enough? No, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, okay. And the disciples said, "That's not going to feed them. We have millions of people." And Jesus says, "Bring me what you have." So I'm thinking, I only have 5 things here, and we have lots of people to feed. I wonder what Jesus would do if he were here. Hint, hint. I wonder what Jesus would do. Jimmy, get me the bowl. Jimmy. Hint, hint. Hand. Oh, golly. On cue, almost. You're a good girl. So this is the same thing that happened. And when Jesus blessed the food, he had enough to feed all of the multitudes who were there. And he had enough left that there were 12 bushels of food left, so he could carry it out and feed the many.
What's a bushel?
A bushel is, it's a basket. I wish I'd brought my basket. It's a pint. You know what a pint is? A quart. You know, a measurement. Okay, a bushel is a big basket, about this big. Big basket full. From only 2s and 5s, he got a lot. 12 bushels. So let's pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. You have blessed us with the gift of gab when all else disappears. We hope that this simple example will carry out your meanings for these youth. Thank you, and amen.